KEY today.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
We're going to do a couple of educational segments this hour. We're going to start it with an educational segment, and we're going to end it with an educational segment, basically dealing with investing in resource companies. I'm going to start out with my friend Mickey Fulp. Mickey has a great newsletter out there called The Mercenary Geologist. He does a fair amount of audio on Kitco, does a lot of video work on BNN, which is the business network up in Canada. He's a very knowledgeable guy. He's a good guy. Mickey, number one, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
Well, thanks for asking me once again. Always a pleasure.
All right. I want to start out here. You've been a successful investor. Simplistically, explain your investing philosophy, Mick, would you?
I most definitely will. I recently published another musing called The Power of Two, and it's a little simplistic example of my investing philosophy, which I've talked about over and over again in other musings. So it was an attempt to make it perhaps more understandable for the lay investor.
Okay. Now, I've been in the business for 30 years, so you're preaching to the choir here, but you may be able to explain better to our listeners why, number one, this particular sector is potentially very profitable, and number two, how you go about trying to maximize, you know, the potential of you making profits. Now, first of all, I know that you're a trader. Okay, now you're saying basically that people investing in the junior resource sector need to be traders and not buy and hold, so to speak, correct?
That's correct, and it's basically because this is a very high-risk, high-reward sector, and venture capital will always flow where risk is perceived the lowest for the highest reward. But the junior resource sector kind of cycles. Any company will cycle, and they commonly double within 52 weeks, but very rarely will you ever have a 5 or 10 bagger. They do occur, and that's part of the reason we play this game. But to apply a very conservative approach to a very high-risk sector, which will ensure your profitability, you must be a trader.
You have to be a trader. I think I would agree with that. You know, and I've learned that by experience. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you talk about the power of two, Mick, exactly what does that mean?
Well, it's an investing philosophy that when a stock doubles, you sell half your position. So any given junior will double over a 52-week period. So the key is to buy low and sell high. So you sell half your position, and then you take that money and do it again and again and again, and you preserve your original capital.
Okay, give me a specific example, would you?
Yeah, let's take something very simplistic here. You know, all these funds and are always showing their return on $10,000. So let's take $10,000 as an example. You put $10,000 in a junior, let's say at 20 cents, so you've got 50,000 shares. When that stock doubles, you sell half, so you sell 25,000 shares of that, and you have that position. Then you take your $10,000, your original investment, and you go find another stock that you think will double in 12 months or less, and you do it again. And so you do it twice, and then you've got $10,000 still preserved in your capital, and you now hold 25,000 shares of two juniors. If you do it five times, then you still have your $10,000, your original capital is preserved, ready to go into company number six, and you now own 25,000 shares of five companies that you have zero cost bases in. So you're playing with house money, you're playing with somebody else's money. You know, I might even be playing with your money at that point.
Well, so, you know what, Mickey?
My philosophy is a way to preserve capital and continue to build a position.
You know, I do the same thing, Mick, and I may very well be playing with your money. You never know. Okay, Well, with this example, you still have half positions in five companies. What happens there?
Well, what I do is then I have program selling in tranches, relatively small tranches, on the uptick at specific intervals. And part of the reason that I do this, I am gone in the field a lot, and I don't always have access to a broker, and these markets are so volatile and can move so quickly, I just program in sell orders. And at that point, you're taking money off the table and you're building a cash position. So let's take example, company one, number one, you still have 25,000 shares at 40 cents, then I would probably sell a tranche of that, say 5,000 shares at 60, and program another 4,000 or 5,000 shares at 80 at a dollar. Once it got to a dollar, then it would be on a roll, and I would try to spread those program sells out.
Okay, now you've given an example of something that would work very, very effectively in a bull market, a market where resource stocks are going up in price, but it's not all about bull markets. What do you do in bear markets?
Well, in that point, I also put stop losses in to preserve my capital and continue to take profits in a bear market. So let's say our example number one, it's at 25,000 shares we hold and it's at 40 cents. Let's say we've got hit by a bear market or something happens with a company, then I would have a stop loss sale at 30 cents and probably a stop loss at my original entry point at 20 cents, but that's still building cash because we've already taken our money off the table. So stop losses are a very important part of this. And also an important part is a contrarian philosophy. So you want to buy when no one else wants that stock, so buy on low volumes and sell on high volumes. For instance, right now I've gone big time into the uranium sector with three or four of my favorite stocks over the last week because they've been beaten up unmercifully.
Okay. Now, the key, obviously, is picking good stocks. Okay, Mick, we've got about 2.5 minutes left here. Let's you and I talk a little bit about picking good stocks because, you really have to be able to separate the wheat from the chaff in this type of investing. There's no question about it. Give us your views first, and then I'll see if I can embellish with my views.
Well, I know I sound like a broken record all the time, but you got these three key criteria: share structure, people, and projects. Mm-hmm. For me as a geologist, it starts with a project, and as you well know, we've already discussed this on the show, certain commodity types and certain deposit types in particular parts of the world. Mm-hmm. So start with the project. Needs a tight share structure with the insiders having skin in the game. It needs perhaps a few institutions spread out among institutions so the company doesn't answer to one particular big brokerage house or one big fund. And also a nice retail investor base, because that's where the liquidity comes in. And then a lot of people say the most important thing is the people, and they're very important too. I have ways I use the projects and the share structure to eliminate more, and then I go look at the people as not any less importance, but to make sure they have experience in our business and have been successful. An entrepreneur that's been bankrupt three times is not really an entrepreneur, so you want to make sure that they have technical and investor success in the business.
No question about that. Mickey, I want you to take the remaining half a minute or 45 seconds or so here and tell our listeners a little bit about what you do, not in terms of investing, but in terms of your mercenary musings, your newsletter, et cetera.
Well, I write about a variety of subjects. I cover specific companies that I think are pretty much no-brainers to double in 12 months or less. I've had a great success of that over the last year, but never confuse a bull market for brains. And I write about a lot of other stuff, macroeconomics, commodities. As you well aware, I'm a raging libertarian. I write about world geopolitical situations, and I think people would find my newsletter of interest. And the best thing about it, Al, it's all free.
All you have to do, if you folks want to, learn more about what Mickey does, just click on the guest icon on our homepage, and Mickey Fulp will come right up. Mick, thank you so much. Always a pleasure to chat with you. Big Al's going to be right back with Adam Mesh. We're going to get Wall Street's opinion from Adam as to investing in precious metals.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Caro Stove for family emergency solutions.
HempUSA.org urges everyone to plan ahead for possible food shortages in the future. We offer this dense, nutrient-storable food directly from the farm to your door. What the world needs is our energy-packed hemp food in a storable, portable form that can easily and quickly be picked up for travel. This food contains readily available protein, amino acids, essential fatty acids, digestive enzymes, and major minerals. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. And with prices rising in every sector, the investment in your future is critical to have some storable food available. It wasn't raining when Noah built the ark, so be practical and be wise. Call 908-691-2608 and place your order today. If food shortages don't come, you can always rotate our hemp foods back into your daily food supply. To place your order, learn more, and see numerous other great products, visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I am Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. Okay, I am chatting right now with Adam Mesh of Adam Mesh Trading. Adam is a frequent guest on the program, a very, very knowledgeable guy when it comes to the conventional stock market. Also has some very interesting insights into precious metals, hard assets, and I'm going to get him to share those with us if he would. If you want to find out more about Adam, by the way, just click on the banner for Adam Mesh Trading, which is on our site. go to Fortune magazine. Also, he was written up in a very complimentary sense there in the not-too-distant past. Adam, thanks for joining me, buddy. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Alan. As always, very happy to be here.
You know, we have most of the guests on our program and the host of our program, i.e. me, are real gold bulls, and we put our money where our mouth is, and we have some really strong views as to why we think precious metals are a very, very safe place to be right now. You feel differently, and I'd like you to share your views with our listeners because, you know, every picture tells a story. You've got to look at both sides of every story. Let's look at both sides of this one. You're on.
Okay. Yeah. All right. In terms of gold, I think that, you know, as a technical trader, I like what I can see, what's moving based on charts that make sense. Gold has become irrational over the last couple of years. Historically, it was a hedge against the market. If you felt the market was going to go down, you thought gold was going to go up, and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
That has not been the case over the last couple of years. We saw gold going down during 2008 when people were panicking. They weren't selling just stocks. They were selling everything, including the price of gold. And what we saw this year was gold was rising when the market was going up. So the rationale behind what it used to be used for no longer makes sense. In terms of, you know, going forward, what I don't like to do is place my fate in terms of headlines, where a world event's going to either make me a lot of money or lose me a lot of money. I feel like that's where I get into gambling, I lose control, and the reason why I stick to stocks and technical trading is because I can control the outcome. So I understand why, you know, there's some people that only want to be in gold, there's some people that don't want to touch it, and at the end of the day, it is emotion-based, and I understand it. It's a play, you know, if you think times are tough, if you think the world is having many problems, they're going to continue to have many problems, then a lot of people play up that the solution is gold. You know, there's a lot of marketing dollars that go into that. They're really trying to make that message. You know, the same way you're taught that when you play sports, you want to drink Gatorade, you're being taught now, if you think the world is having problems, buy gold. And I think they force feed it down your throat, and you just got to be careful with that.
So you don't feel then that gold is a particularly effective insurance policy against world turmoil, political turmoil, et cetera, et cetera. Am I correct in that?
Well, let's extrapolate it out, okay?
Yeah.
The world's in turmoil. The euro fails. Okay. The United States is at a crossroads where the country's divided on every issue from healthcare to the handling of the oil spill. Nobody's happy. Worldwide panic. Okay? Markets tanking. Fine. How is gold really going to help anyone? Because at the end of the day, when the next level, what everyone says, if you're talking in terms of gold when all else has failed, then they also say you have to own a gun. Okay? And then I think if you get to that point, a gun is a lot more powerful than gold. And so I think if everything becomes that bad, then gold will lose its value to the next level, which is power. And if we get to that point, you know, I'm resigned to to trouble.
Yeah.
Not only do I hope that it doesn't come to that, but at the same point, if it ever did, I don't know. I couldn't imagine someone showing up at my door with a gun saying, give me your apartment, and me saying, no, take this gold. Take this. You know, they'll take it anyhow. And I know that sounds extreme, but that is, I think, what's driving, you know, people towards gold anyhow, the fear of extreme circumstances. So I think at the end of the day, if you really think about it, how important really is gold? You know, I think food and water would become, you know, more valuable than that.
What about the concept though of using, and let's expand the discussion to include silver. Okay, silver around. What about those folks who feel that in order, let's say times get really, really bad, okay, times get really, really tough, and we go to basically some type of barter system. You know, you talk about an extreme, that's a real extreme view. But I would have to maintain that in terms of the currency, a currency of last resort, that either silver rounds or gold coins or whatever in of some magnitude would become this currency of last resort. And to me, that gives me kind of a comfortable feeling. You think I'm nuts?
I don't think you're nuts. I think it's a common feeling. I just think that to get to the point where gold becomes the currency,
mm-hmm.
if you think about everything that would have to happen at that point, we're talking about the fact that, you know, your stocks are worth nothing.
Yep.
Your money is worth nothing.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And then I just think chaos has prevailed at that point. And I don't feel comfortable living in Manhattan. I don't feel comfortable living in my apartment.
Sure.
And I wouldn't feel comfortable carrying around that gold. Where am I going to keep it? Banks have failed. I understand that you want it's. It almost becomes like a religion in a sense.
When you don't understand it,
and you have fear of the unknown, you defer to religion. And in economic times, when you have fear of everything that's going to happen, people turn into gold. But
I'll give you that. I agree with you on that one. I think that gold, to a very large extent, I think that gold bugs, and I'm in that category, I have to say, I think are people who are very, very focused on something of that they believe will hold, you know, value forever, so to speak. You know, I realize that your area of expertise and all of your success, monetary success, and that's in my mind, that's not the most important success, but your monetary success and your area of expertise isn't in the area of hard assets and precious metals. But I think that your insights, your views are very, very interesting, and I'm not necessarily saying you're nuts. I wouldn't say that at all. But I would say that, you know, for you folks listening here, you really need, I hate to repeat myself, but you really need to look at both sides of the story. And the side that Adam Mesh is giving here is very definitely a philosophy that is shared by a very large number of people. And I think that it's something you have to consider. Whether or not you agree or disagree isn't really the point here. The point is you've got to look at the movie of life, as I say, on the largest movie screen that you possibly can, and you have to consider everyone's views. I want to suggest strongly, by the way, that you take a look at Adam's website. We provide a link from our website to that. He's a very interesting guy. And he's a very successful guy. Adam, thank you so much for joining me, my friend. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Alan. I'll just to bring it back to the stock market really quickly, just to mention one more thing. If people want to go to that next level we're talking about, there's a stock, SWHC.
Mm-hmm.
It's Smith & Wesson.
Okay.
So if you want to go to that next level, you can see how the guns are doing and chart that stock. Right now, it's up a penny.
There you go. Okay.
But that could be for some fun watching. And Cramer actually just spoke about it, I see, here a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
But thank you very much for having me. Always next level thinking with you, and I appreciate that.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage.
Fact.
Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans.
Fact.
Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver.
Fact.
1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease.
Fact.
Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide.
Don't wait to protect your liver.
Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUAAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AaronAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You are continuing to listen to the second hour of the Cortland Economics Report, heard on all of these Genesis radio stations. Appreciate you joining me. Hey, we have the owner of Genesis, the Genesis Network, with me right now, Ted Anderson. Ted, in addition to owning Genesis, owns a bullion dealer, a dealership, I guess I should say, entitled Midas. Midas basically sells bullion, among other things. So being in that business, one would think and one would assume that, and I know this is a fact, that Ted actually knows an awful lot about why people should buy or sell gold or silver, and that's what we're going to discuss right now. Ted, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me on.
Number one, gold closed yesterday up a bit. It was around 1215.30. This is after previously going down into the 1100s for some time. Silver closed off a little bit yesterday. It was off 14 cents at $18.37. I am a major gold bug, and I'm a major silver bug, for lack of better terms. One of the gentlemen on our show today, a gentleman by the name of Adam Mesh, who was a wildly successful investor in terms of the conventional stock market, issues trading on the New York Stock Exchange, the NASDAQ, the Dow, et cetera, doesn't seem to be particularly bullish, particularly bullish at all on gold and silver. And he discussed that, Ted, in the segment preceding this. Adam is a very, very bright guy, but I have to say, in this area, I don't agree with him. I think that everybody really needs to have a certain amount of gold and silver in their portfolios. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, my thoughts is that he may have an agenda outside of gold and silver. That may be why he's saying that. I know with Greece having its problems, and now it looks like we're having the same kind of issues in Spain with the bailout in Europe, that it's getting to the point now where I can't even get physical supply of British sovereigns.
Really?
And the reason why that is because the Europeans are buying gold and silver coins. And I need to say that Europeans typically don't buy gold and silver coins. It's not in their nature to be investing in physical gold, but they're buying them up like hotcakes. And most of my wholesalers are telling me that I have to lay off on the British sovereigns and also the francs. I still have a pretty good supply of francs coming in, but I know how tough it's getting, and that just tells me that there's enough demand to push up prices. And, you know, they're seeing the handwriting on the wall over there. There's plenty of problems here in the United States. Every time we turn around, there seems to be a new bailout going on. This thing that we did with Greece, the United States is on the hook for about 16% of that bailout. It doesn't look good. And, you know, what happens when the British, I mean, they're having trouble too.
Yeah.
You know, how much money can we print to solve problems and yet still maintain the value of our currency against, you know, commodities like gold?
I have to agree 100%. Adams is his premise is that when things get to the point that I think they're probably going to get to, where we have a virtual collapse of currency in the United States, a virtual collapse of confidence in terms of economic issues, he feels when you get to that point, it doesn't matter what you have. You know, if you bank on gold and silver, that probably will not do you any good, because it'll be such a chaotic time that, you know, it's going to be inconsequential whether or not you have precious metals holdings. I would take issue with that primarily because I don't think the world is going to dry up and blow away, and consequently, economic turmoil and potential currency collapse, I would think, pushes people into the arena of having assets in gold or silver, because it has always, for thousands of years, it has been the currency of last resort.
It sure has been. And like you said, it's thousands of years. I mean, when they went into the Egyptian tombs, they did not find fiat currency. They found gold and they found silver. We certainly have seen plenty of fiat situations rise and fall. I mean, look at the Roman Empire.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it certainly made gold and silver, made it through the Dark Ages and did very well. And if you had Weimar Republic notes or you had gold, I mean, obviously the gold would do much better, and it may have saved your life, because, you know, if you had something of real assets, you could actually trade your way to get out of that country while Hitler was coming into power. And if you were marked as a Jew, you know, you're heading towards concentration camps and almost assured death.
Mm-hmm.
Yet people that had, you know, tangible items like silver, gold, emeralds, diamonds, were able to get out of there. You know, obviously, gold has been liquid and has been used as money for so many years. I think sometimes economists forget about the fact that actually money came from gold, even here in the United States, and it wasn't up till 1971 that the currency was exchangeable for gold and then just became completely fiat from that point. It, really, the track record of using paper currency without gold has been such a short period of time, and the track record obviously is not very good. I mean, the currency itself has lost over 90% of its purchasing power, so we don't have a whole lot left to lose. I mean, we'll probably have about 4% of its value left, and that can go away real fast, and I think it just makes sense to have something that'll hold value no matter what. And that seems to be gold and silver is the best alternative for that.
Well, you know, a historical fact that I want to bring out to listeners is that a fiat currency, historically proven historical fact, okay, a fiat currency has never lasted for more than 200 years. Well, people could say, well, but the United States currency has lasted over 200 years because, you know, 1776 to 1976. I'll bring out one point. We did not have a fiat currency until early 1970s, when former President Nixon took us off the gold standard. Prior to that, it was a fiat currency. What has happened to the value of the American dollar since that time? Well, it's plummeted, for lack of better terms. And purchasing power has gone down to, I don't want to say almost nothing, because we still buy goods and services, etc. But the fact of the matter is, our dollar today is not worth anywhere near what it was before. I would have to say I agree completely, as listeners are aware, with Congressman Ron Paul when he says, by hook or by crook, somehow we have to get back on a gold standard.
it would make a lot more sense. I mean, right now, Congress and both houses have an open checkbook.
Yeah.
You know, whatever they want to do, if they can't finance it by raising taxes, they'll go to the Federal Reserve System through the Open Market Committee if they can't sell their bonds overseas.
Sure.
Which, you know, China's already backed off the U.S. bond market.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're trying to lighten their possession of U.S. bonds, not increase. And so through liquidation, they're moving away from our market. And the entity that's picking up the tab obviously is the Fed. And that's a printing press. And you just simply cannot create money from nothing and expect that it will hold the same value as the money that people are, you know, that have worked and saved all their lives for, you know, because that represents real labor. This money from the printing press represents nothing more than just, you know, counterfeiting scheme.
Ted, let me ask you a question. It may seem like a bit of a commercial, but it isn't. My question isn't really meant in that sense. But what are you recommending to clients right now that they do in terms of, you know, they want to buy gold, but they're not sure how to do it? What are you guys suggesting at this point?
Well, I mean, I like the U.S. Eagle gold coins in 1 ounce form, but I'd like even better the old francs that were manufactured from the 1840s. They're trading at $158 a coin here at Midas, and they're a fifth of an ounce of gold. It's small, it's portable, and it can be used as money no matter what happens, and not only in this nation but across the world. I also like silver. I think the bags of 90% silver are a great idea, or the old Walking Liberty halves.
Mm-hmm.
The old silver dollars are good. Get some rounds. I mean, really, if you have some money to be set aside, I would recommend that you really get serious about gold and silver and do it before we have more economic problems.
I would agree 100%. Okay, if listeners want more information about Midas, simply click on the banner. It's on the homepage of our website, and you all know where that is. These guys have been around for a long time, and they know what they're doing. Big Al's going to be right back.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, I'm Sarah Atkins, inventor of Better Than Rocks, the one-of-a-kind solution to planter drainage. A few years ago, I searched for a lightweight product to put in the bottom of my containers to help with drainage. I found there was nothing on the market, so I decided to develop something myself. The result is Better Than Rocks. It keeps soil in, lets excess water out, and helps oxygen reach the plant's roots by creating an air pocket in the bottom of the planter. This helps the plant absorb nutrients, which is necessary to grow healthy plants. Better Than Rocks is practically weightless, so your containers will be lighter And it's made of 100% recycled plastic right here in North America. You can reuse it year after year, so it should never end up in a landfill.
I discovered Better Than Rocks last year, and I was happy to find my plants were much healthier, fuller, and the containers were easy to move around.
Ask for Better Than Rocks at your favorite garden center, or visit
betterthanrocks.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to the final segment of the Cortland Economics Report for this weekend. I'm Al Cortland. Appreciate you joining me. You know, we started out the second hour where we typically talk for the entire hour about various aspects of the resource industry. Started out with Mickey Fulp, the mercenary geologist. Mickey is giving, you know, a bit of a series on this show on his views on successful investing. I'm going to wrap up this segment with another gentleman, Jeff Phillips. Jeff has been on the program a number of times. He is a very, very successful entrepreneur in the resource sector. He raises money for companies involved in this sector, et cetera. And, you know, he's been doing it for a long time. He's you know, the proof is in the pudding, so to speak, with Jeff in the sense that you know, his philosophy works really, really well. And that's what we're going to talk about right now. Jeff, number one, thanks for joining me, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Al.
I have been investing, my wife and I have been investing in resource companies for 30 years, and we've done pretty well. And I want to say I'm not suggesting, you know, I'm not giving investment advice here, and I know that you're not either, but it's interesting how the opportunities in this industry, how large they are, but it's also interesting how large the disasters in this industry can be. You know, what in your mind do people have to be aware of so that they can stay away from the disasters?
By industry, you mean the natural resource,
yeah,
junior
right.
market, investing in natural resource equities, basically.
Correct.
Correct, yeah. You know, there's so many different. I know you talked to Mickey on the earlier segment, who I respect quite a bit as a very good geologist and understands the markets. But, you know, it really comes down to what people are, what their objective is. I mean, again, you know, and that's how you sort of line up. As you said earlier, and you've been in it with me, I finance companies. I'm sort of an activist investor. I look for junior companies that I think have the potential to, although they're all high risk, to return fantastic returns over a 2 or 3 year period.
Mm-hmm.
And I go into those companies and I either finance them and I bring a network of people that I understand those people. Al, you've been in a couple of financings I've arranged.
Sure.
You know, I understand those people. I understand what their risks are. I understand that they understand the junior resource market. And you know, so when they say they want this much of a financing that I'm arranging, you know, and they're part of my group, I know what their risk level is. The problem is, I think if you don't know the group, and this comes when you've got people giving out advice, you know, whether it be print or on the air or interviews and so forth, and you don't know who your actual, the listener is, and, you know, and I could sit here and tell you that, I think gold's going through the roof and I'm buying junior gold stocks and one of my favorite stocks is XYZ Company. Well, unfortunately, someone out there listening to that interview decides that XYZ Company is going to make them rich and they take their entire life savings of $5,000 and put it in XYZ Gold Company. Well, that's a surefire way to, you know, lose that money and feel you've been taken advantage of. You really have to, you know, decide what, you know, both the professional and the person on the other end have to decide what the, you know, what the objective is and give a clear-cut thing. So to answer your question, I think someone needs to be aware that you can, you know, again, buying one stock, junior resource stock, is never going to work. Your odds of success, the odds of these junior resource stocks being bought out down the road or actually capitalizing for all shareholders are very, very few of, mm-hmm. of the overall companies.
Yeah.
You're really playing, and that's why you have people like Mickey who've told you that if you have a double in one of these stocks, sell half your stock. Then you have no risk. You've, you know, got your money off the table. And you have the other half for free. That's often cited by people. When in actuality, if you're actually paying taxes, that's not true. You have to sell a little bit more than half because you're paying taxes on the part you sold.
Right.
But if you can have a free position in the junior resource stock, that's a good spot to be.
Sure.
You know, yeah. I'm not a flipper, but I do take money off the table because I want to take my capital back off the table. But I am looking to develop companies over a 2 to 3 year period. I have 10 to 14 companies I invest in. You're someone that's getting into the sector should know that if they're going to invest in a junior resource stock, they should be looking at, you know, getting some professional advice and, you know, probably having a portfolio of anywhere from 8 to 12 stocks.
I think where people really make mistakes when they're investing in small cap companies, you know, like, you know, the universe that you and I work in, I think where people really make mistakes is they let their emotions get away with them. Number one, they have unrealistic expectations. They perhaps believe things that they really know inside aren't true, but they're going to take a chance anyway. And then I think what's really, really interesting is so many people just blindly follow, you know, wild tips or something or some mailing that they got from somebody that says, you know, this is the greatest thing since sliced bread or whatever. They don't use their heads. They don't look objectively at their investments oftentimes before they write a check. And boy, that's a huge mistake.
I absolutely agree with you, Al. The simple fact is that people, and it's human nature, we want to have someone tell us that this is the greatest thing since sliced bread and we should buy it. That way we don't have to make the decision. That means if it goes wrong, we can blame them and we can't blame ourselves, and it makes it easy. The simple fact is if you're investing in a junior resource stock, you should be doing a lot of due diligence, both on the internet, you know, and making sure the portfolio you're picking, you know, the backgrounds. I mean, you know, I talk to people all the time that say I invested in this stock, and I'm saying, oh, well, that's interesting. Most of the insiders have been selling, and, you know, well, how do you know that? Well, it's free. You can go to CanadianInsider.com and see, you know, see who's been selling over the last.
Sure.
You know, people don't, really want to look at things, so. Look at a company and really understand, and you've got to be careful, because if you just jump in with both feet and trust the first person you find, you're probably going to end up losing your money.
Well, I think it's also really, really important for investors to work with really competent people in the industry, you know, competent registered investment advisors. There are a lot of folks out there who fall into that category. You know, in the United States, for example, they are typically registered with the United States Securities and Exchange Commission. You know, these are people who are there to help as opposed to line their own pockets, for lack of better terms. So it's really important, if you don't know the industry backwards and forwards personally, it's incredibly important to work with people who do. You know, and we've got a friend, at the risk of giving a free plug here, and I got no problem doing that. You know, one of the most knowledgeable people in the world is a guy who lives and works right around the corner from you, you know, Rick Rule with his firm.
Yeah, Rick's firm, Global Resource Investments, is a great brokerage firm if you're looking to get involved in the resource sector. And
right.
You obviously don't, doesn't mean you're going to have Rick as your broker. You're going to, you know, there's a number of brokers there, but they've been in this business for a long time. Also, while you're bringing up my neck of the woods, the newsletter writer, Brent Cook, who writes Exploration Insights, lives in Southern California, specifically in San Diego, where I live. And Brent's one of the best guys in the business. His newsletter's not cheap, but it's... you know, for people that are putting, you know, more than a few thousand dollars in this sector, it's something that someone should look into. Again, Brent is very cautious, but again, I don't rely on any one person. What I like to do is have several newsletter writers that I read, and you know, because nobody's perfect. I mean, you know, and everybody comes from a different angle. Some people are, you know, looking for deals that they can, you know, make 25% on their money and be gone, and some people are looking to advise a fund manager like that's going to put $2 million into a deal, and that's far different. If you're putting that kind of money into a junior company, the way you're going to get out is for that company to actually execute and sell themselves down the road.
Sure.
So better be confident that that's what the company's doing. Whereas another newsletter writer could recommend XYZ company at 15 cents and it goes to 40 cents and everybody jumps up and down because they doubled their money and sell their stock. Well, that's fine if you only bought 5,000 shares and you can sell it. But if you bought $2 million worth, that doesn't work when the company doesn't work. And simple fact is most of these companies don't work.
Most of them don't. And that brings up an interesting question. The majority of these companies don't work. Why do you and I invest in them? I'm going to let you answer that.
Because even when companies don't work, there's ways to, there's those companies that were never set out to even try to work. I mean, they're run by people that you just shouldn't invest with.
Right.
And this is a tough business. I've been involved with companies that have gone from 50 cents to $10 and I've made lots of money and things have gone really well. And at the last sec, something goes wrong or the commodity price drops off a cliff or, it turns out that this happens or this country takes something back. You still had an opportunity to make lots of money. The company may eventually never work out. But in a good market, say the gold market, many people feel that gold, because of the currency crises around the world, is going to do very well over the next 2, 3, 4 years. So the junior gold space could do real well. And, again, there'll be stocks that, in a good environment, which you and I have seen before, stocks that go from 30 cents to $5, lots of them.
Yep.
So you can make money, but if you disappeared for 20 years and owned 15 of those, you're not going to come back and find 15 companies all still trading at $5. There's probably going to be two that worked out really well, and maybe they're $30 stocks. The rest are probably gone. So, again, you need to take some cash off the table, and the reason I'm in this is because I've been involved with companies that I financed at 75 cents that are $100 stocks today on the American Stock Exchange.
Yep.
It's treasure hunting. I love it.
And I do, too, and that's why we're in it. You guys, thanks for listening. Have a great rest of the weekend. Have a good Memorial Day.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.